You're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams, and I'm speaking to Adam from The Scruff. Hello, how are you? How are you this morning, Adam?
Yeah, really good, thank you, my friend. Really good.
I believe you're currently on the way to the Isle of Wight Festival.
We are indeed.
Playing the
a few hours away from the ferry.
The feeling stage you're playing today, are you?
Yeah, this feeling stage.
Tonight, half. Oh, fantastic! So you're. Tell us a bit about the band. I mean, how would you describe yourself?
I suppose we're indie pop, but quite leery, quite lively, quite loud, and mostly good fun.
Excellent. So, been to the Isle of Wight before, either as a punter or as a band?
Sorry?
Have you been to the Isle of Wight before, either as a punter or as a...
Never before. This is our first experience of the Isle of Wight.
Excellent. And you're playing quite a few festivals this summer, by the looks of your Facebook page.
It's gonna be a nice busy one. I think we're playing sort of most weekends between now and September, and it all kicks off today.
First festival. So is this the first festival you've played as a band then?
We played some smaller ones already this year. This is the first major festival of our summer. And then we've got a few more coming up, like Truck Festival, Why Not Festival later in the year. And of course, Stand and Calling.
Stand and Calling, yeah. So obviously we're media partners with the Stand and Calling. You're playing the BBC Introducing Stage. I mean, how did that come about?
We are. We're on the Saturday night. Main support to a fantastic band called 10 Tons as well. So, I think that's one of the highlights of our summer calendar, to be honest.
You've sort of mentioned the headliners. I mean, are there any bands other than yourself that people should be checking out at Standen from your perspective?
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to be completely in the lineup. I know that 10 Tons are playing, and we're big fans of them. But apart from that, I've not seen a lot more.
Okay. I mean, as I said, there's lots of good stuff to check out. I mean, have a look at the lineup. Are you actually, so you're heading down to the Isle of Wight today. You've not stayed for it. Are you a festival goer?
I have been in the past. These days it's much more difficult to get to festivals because we're busy every weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, back in the day.
I suppose if you're playing them, then actually going to them, takes a backseat, really.
It's two different things, yeah. You tend to... They're not playing them because obviously you have to behave yourself to a certain extent and not just party the whole time you're there. So it's a completely different experience.
I take it you enjoy playing live, most bands do. I mean, what's the live experience? I mean, you said you're quite leery live. I mean,
nothing beats it. I think for us, I think as a band, that's our favourite thing to do. But I know a lot of bands like to get in the studio and spend a lot of time in the studio, which we enjoy. The main highlight is always being able to get out and play live, always.
You see the reaction of the fans and everything. It's I've never been in a band, but I've been going to gigs all my life, and there's something special about live music. So I understand why you would enjoy doing it so much.
It's great.
What bands have inspired you as a band?
I think we're all. I mean, we've got a strange mix across the four of us, but we're all big Libertines fans. More recently, we're into a band called The Surrenders that we're really keen on. Tom Grennan, who's from our area, is another artist that we're sort of following closely and listening to a lot at the moment.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to see him at Victorious last year. An incredible voice. So.
Oh, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's great. Lovely lad as well.
So you're Bedford, is that? That's your local area? Are you
that is indeed.
Football? Are you Luton fans or not into football? Or?
Well, we keep an eye on Luton.
Are you going to... So England are playing today. Will you be watching them?
England are playing today, yeah. We're going to be on the ferry during the game. So we're just keeping our fingers crossed that they've got some kind of TV on there to get us over to the Isle of Wight. Otherwise, we're going to be missing the first half, which is not cool. But we're very much rooting for England today.
Excellent. One of your earlier singles, Her, which was quite an emotive subject, obviously. I believe it was your drummer Owen was the passing of his mother that led to that track being written. That was track of the week on Radio 1, Radio X. I mean, how did that change things for you?
It definitely drew more people to us. Obviously, having that kind of coverage that Radio 1 and Radio X have got just helped us to really get our music out there and spread that further. So... And I think the result of that is all these festivals that we're playing this summer, festivals that we perhaps might not have been able to get on last year, we're able to play as a result of that. So, yeah, that was a really big deal for us. And obviously, given the subject of the song, it means so much to us to have a song like that travel so far, and we get really lovely feedback from people who say that it sort of brings them comfort as well. So, yeah, that's been sort of kind of huge for us.
Okay. If people want to know more about you, I mean, what sort of social media, how can they find you on social media, I suppose?
Facebook, all gigs and stuff are on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/scruffstuff, you can catch us on Twitter, @thescruff_, and the same on Instagram, @thescruff_.
Okay. White Flag was released in April. What's next for you? Obviously, lots of touring.
Get the summer out of the way, get these festivals out of the way, and then we've got a new single coming out later in the year, and then we're going to head back on our own tour, sort of autumn, winter time, and try and play to as many people as possible.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you very much for your time today. Have a great time at the Isle of Wight Festival. And as I said, you're playing Saturday night at the BBC Introducing Stage at Stand and Calling for anyone that's attending there. Okay. Thank you very much for your time today. Have a safe journey.
Thanks ever so much, my friend. You look after yourself.
And you take care. Thank you.